everybody, and welcome back to Rise of the Podcast. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Kara.
And I'm your virtual boy, Brownie.
All right. Well, this is it, guys. This is podcast number 50. We've done it. Last podcast ever.
Was that supposed to be an echo? Is that what that was?
Yeah. I self-echoed myself. We don't have the money to afford a soundboard, so this is what I have to do.
So if you look on the table to camera left, your guys is right. You can see there's no audio equipment over there at all.
Yeah, we had to sell it.
Pay the bills.
Pay the bills.
So these lanterns don't pay for themselves, guys.
Exactly.
Maybe poor in real life, but Kara and I, Chris, we have a story for you. We are rich, and I mean rich, in Animal Crossing.
Oh,
I
mean okay.
Seriously. Okay, so we've been playing Animal Crossing since launch date. I mean, the heartbeat of the internet right now is people love Animal Crossing. Like, this is
love. You don't realize how much people love Animal Crossing.
Everybody. Like, so I was talking to my mom about Animal Crossing, and I was riding to lunch with my coworker, and he is like, "Are you talking to your mom about Animal Crossing?" And I was like, yeah, I am. And he's like, "You sound just like my brother." My brother plays Animal Crossing with his mom. So it's like, there's, of all ages, everybody under the sun plays Animal Crossing. So the bells are the currency, and you can do this thing called the stock market. So play on words, haha, stocks, turnips, turnip market, you know,
stock
market.
You said stock market the first time, so the turnip market is what you mean.
It's the turnip market, right, yep.
Okay.
I got to put the cart before the horse there with the joke.
You put the turnip before the stock.
It's all Kara's fault.
My fault. It's Simba's fault.
Yeah,
you're distracting him with that revealing sweatshirt.
My fault.
Yeah, exactly. Look at your hair. It's so pretty. Okay. Anyways, well, it's stupid because you can like look down and it looks like I can see myself, but I really can't. It's just all nothing. You can just see a fist.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'd played Animal Crossing. I've played every one. The original one back on the GameCube, all the way up to the ones on all the DSs. And I dabbled in the turnip market, but I was always really nervous because, you know, you could only sell on your place. Well, now with Animal Crossing's, the new one, New Horizons, you can travel to your friend's house. So it's like, Kara plays, David plays, my mom plays, Ashley plays, my cousin Kara plays, everybody plays.
So except like, for me, you know why?
I'm well, except kidding. For you. Except for you, Chris.
I don't have a Switch.
Hey, Kara and I were talking about this. I was going to get you one to play Pokemon.
Yep, no, I think investing it into the infrastructure is more important. And I can play like, Final Fantasy VII.
Right, you're like, we have to play, or we have to invest into the studio. So, we're mitigating risk, right? Like, we can buy low across, we have like 5 or 6 islands we can buy from. We can sell high, right?
Yep.
Well, I love Reddit because you can just, it's like mm-hmm. what they say. It's the heartbeat of the internet or the pulse of the internet or whatever
the front Reddit page is. Of the internet.
The front page, that's the one, right? So Reddit, Kara, what subreddit do we find?
r/ACTurnips.
So r/ACTurnips, I thought was new to New Horizons. Nope. That you got a small group of moderating team that had been running this subreddit for the last game that came out a couple years, like 4 or 5 years ago. And people, like, they would probably get like 6 posts a week, right? And they would say, oh, hey, my turnips are selling for this price on my island. This subreddit is a place for you to put how much your turnips are selling for mm-hmm. or how much they're buying for. So Kara and I were started this weekend. I saved all my bells and I bought 1 million bells worth of turnips. Okay. So Kara, how much did you spend?
Ridiculous sentence I've ever heard.
I know, it's serious. I spent 1,080,000, I think it was.
That is right. So much.
So you've got 40 inventory slots, and I could fill up my inventory 3.5 times. So over 120 stacks of turnips, all right? So we're going and we find the subreddit, and there people are selling, hey, turnip prices, nooks are buying at $550, $600. Now, I'm talking, I paid $90 a turnip. That's a 600% increase in profit, mm-hmm. okay? So we do this, and we're like, we're waiting. Now, this was Wednesday this week. We're like, hey, we're going to travel to some of these islands, and we are going to visit people. So there's this cool website that, like, auto puts you into a queue that you link to on Animal Crossing turnips, right? And so We're getting in these queues. We're getting booted. People are posting, selling at 600. And within 30 seconds, it's filled up like full, 100 people in line to get into these islands. So we you know, fought and got in front of the lines and everything, blah, blah, blah. So we get in these islands. We sell all of our turnips. So I walk away with like, all said and done, I sold at some at 300 and some. I sold some at 550 and sold like, I don't think I sold over 600. I think my highest was 575.
I thought you went to an island that was 600, didn't you?
Oh, that's a funny story too. So Chris, I got in line in an island and I flew in, and then you get the code, but it's supposed to just be for you. So that way they can control the amount of people that are coming in and out of the island.
Oh, man.
I gave Kara the code and the person booted us.
Oh,
yep. They shut down the island because I tried to sneak her in.
Tisk, tisk.
Here's the dumb thing. I sold my turnips. I had 2.2 million in my pocket, was heading to the airport to leave, and she booted everyone. I was like, so it didn't save. It had, like, it saves every 5 minutes or whatever. Did not save for me, so I didn't get my 2.2 million. I was so mad. Oh.
Well, you ended up profiting more later anyway, though, right?
Yeah, I did. I ended up going to an island that was like 6.5 million. Or
640.
605. I went to. Yeah.
So we did all this, right? Wednesday, okay?
Yeah, you played the turnips and you won, and now you retired to Tahiti.
Yeah, right. We're retiring in Animal Crossing Tahiti. So here's where it gets crazy, right? It's very rare to have that high turnip prices. So we have a Facebook group with all aforementioned people, one big group, and when we check our turnip price, we just throw it in there. So you'll see some 90s, some hundreds, like a 150. And Thursday, my mom called me and said, hey, I'm ready to sell my turnips. What do you got? I'm like 150, she bought at 90, almost double her money. So she was gonna come, she's like run into the airport to fly and whatever, right? Ashley posts in the chat, OMG, turnips are 640. Seriously.
Dang.
So we're like, what? So we sent my mom over there. Luckily, my mom hadn't sold. So then we were like, Ashley, you have to. I mean, you have to post your island on AC Turnips. So this website I was telling you about, we posted there. Then...
That's the one that does the management, the queue management.
The queue management, yep. There was constantly about 4 to 5 people in line. I was like, we got to post this on Reddit. So here's where it gets funny. So we posted on Reddit, and within 30 seconds, the queue actually set a maximum wait of 20 people.
Okay.
Within 30 seconds, the line was maxed out at 20. Couldn't go any more than that. So I've got to sneeze. I apologize.
So David was there bouncing for Ashley, but at one point he had to go help one of his friends get unstuck, his car unstuck or something.
That's such a classic. How many cars do you think David's gotten unstuck in his life, Jeremy?
A lot.
That's like his life.
Whole podcast with David on about just helping people getting unstuck.
Oh my goodness.
I have 100,000 stories about that. So bouncer, you say, why would you need a bouncer in a friendly game like Animal Crossing? Well, when someone flies in, it's a good 45-second load screen, and that's no joke for everybody on the island. So if you've got 4 people coming to want to sell, especially as the host, every time someone flies in, you have to wait about 45 seconds. So it's very painful. So it's just a good practice. If you're flying into someone's islands to sell an inventory of bell or turnips, you tip, right? You just made $2 million. Throw a bag of money down, right? Tip $100,000. Yep. So no one was tipping Ashley. And we're like, Ashley's doing all this pain. We, Kara, not me, bounced. She was a bouncer for Ashley's island.
Does she have a very tough-looking character?
Well, she put aviators on.
Oh,
I put aviators on, a black blazer, some dark pants, you know.
Yeah, I hope you got a screenshot of this.
We did. We got screen grabs. We could even probably throw I had David, because you can retroactively record the last 30 seconds on the Switch by holding down the screenshot button. If you tap it, it takes a picture. If you hold it, it records video.
Oh, cool.
So I had video, because it's funny to me. I wanted to do like a highlight reel of everyone just throwing bags of money at Ashley or Kara or whoever the bouncer was at the time, because it's just really funny to me. So we're sitting there. Kara's bouncing. I'm working on a project on the computer, not Animal Crossing related. My phone starts going off. I look, I've got like 6 or 7 messages on Reddit. People saying, hey man, can I cut? I got $300,000 coming your way if you let me in. Somebody else is like, $200,000, wink, wink. Like, I'll tip good. So I was like, you can have 8 people on the island. Ashley limited the size to 4. So I was like, Ashley, are we really doing this? Are we gonna let people jump in line to whatever? I hope the internet doesn't get mad at us, but we did it.
That's called capitalism, my friend. That's capitalism.
Right? Seriously.
Hey, anybody who's got to teach their kid at home right now, let them play Animal Crossing, because apparently it's got everything. It's got debt repayment, loan management, capitalism.
Everything about economics you could ever want.
Yeah, it's even got DIY, like you can make stuff and there's crafting. So there you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. It's like Minecraft without the zombies. So I was seriously on the side slipping people Ashley's airport code so that they could get in. And they played. Carrie, you bounced until the store closed, till 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I was probably there. What, 2-3 hours?
Dang.
Yeah, but I mean, people. Yeah, they just drop bags. It within probably 2 minutes, I had gotten 1 million bells between 3 people. It was crazy.
And then obviously ridiculous.
I gave it all to Ashley. She told me she'd pay me, but I was like, don't worry about it. I made a lot of money selling my bells. You're good. Or my turnips. You're good.
10%. So. That's the standard rate.
Right.
Right. Yeah. For bouncing. Right.
And then the funny thing. So when I was bouncing, this girl got off the airplane. It always cuts to inside the airport so you can see who's coming in. And this girl gets off the airplane and she's dressed like Katara from Avatar. Oh. I was like, what?
New bestie.
That was so cool. Seriously, well, we're actually friends on our Switches now.
Nice.
We're Nintendo friends. So as she's running up, I like quick switch into my Momo sweatshirt in the character, in-game.
Yeah, from Avatar.
And so we actually sat there and talked for a little bit. And she's like, oh, send me your code. I'll come visit your island sometime. So
cool.
We are now friends. Yep. It's pretty great.
That was pretty cool.
Just bringing people together. Yeah. Exactly. Who says you can't buy friends, right?
You can if you got a hot island that's selling or whatever. It's just so funny to me because it's like the same week we decided to try this and sell it, the day beforehand, Ashley gets like, I would have made a lot more money if I would have just held out.
Oh, yeah.
And we wouldn't have had to fight in the line. I mean, Ashley let my mom come over and sell her. My mom had like, she bought like $50,000 worth or whatever and ended up still walking away with $30,000. I mean, or $300,000. It's crazy, right? So it feels pretty good to be a billionaire, you know? It's like...
A billionaire? Oh!
Yeah, that's what I am. I'm a billionaire.
So. I can't believe we made the same joke.
So bad.
anyway, so it was just funny because it was like, I love when you can... And not, it's not exploit, but you're like, the mechanics of the game don't intend for you to be able to act as a bouncer or tough character in a game where there's really no...
You didn't touch on the fact that she was being an obstruction to force people to have to pay to be able to get to the store.
That's exactly it. So she had to move to. So there's a bridge that Ashley just conveniently had that went across, and Kara's character takes up the bridge. And so when she'd have to move in order to let people to go by, and then when they came back out, Kara wouldn't move until they paid. You know,
and you can't push characters out. You can push NPCs out of the way, but you can't push other people out of the way. So I just stand there, and then like I'd have people in chat be like, do you want a tip? I'm like, okay, you've got like 2.5 million bells in your pocket. Yes, I'd like a tip, please. It's like,
and then some people, Chris, would trick her and they would drop 1,000 bells, because 1,000 bells drops as a money bag and $100,000 drops as a money bag. Those are the min max sizes.
Okay.
So, yeah, people would just throw down 1,000 and Kara would have to run and go to pick it up. And then they would zip by her. And then David or Ashley would try to stand by the airport and block them again. But if the game auto saves, then they can just shut their switch off and they'll get to keep their money.
Oh, so if they just wanted to slow play it, they wouldn't have to tip either.
Correct. They could just wait.
Okay.
They could wait. But it was a really fun experience. And, like, Kara now is more excited to have an island. Like, so when we hopefully get one that's, like, over 500, where we can post on the site, Kara's more excited to just deal. Because it is fun. Like, everybody's, like, a lot of people are really nice. Like, they don't mind tipping. They'll gladly throw you. Like, some people, back to back, Kara got $200,000-$300,000 tips.
Dang.
Yeah, with three people. It was three people in a row. Each one tipped $300,000. So I made almost $1 million between three people.
That's nuts.
Yeah. And then you get the cheapos, like Jeremy said, they drop $1,000, or there's a thing called Nook Miles where you can hop onto an airplane and just go to a random island that's going to give you like random trees, random fruit, flowers, stuff like that.
Okay.
And people were dropping those, and it's like, well, I want money. I don't want Nook Miles. Thank you.
That's like somebody dropping off a coupon to Dairy Queen when all you want is that cold hard cash.
That is the exact equivalent. I don't want a coupon to Dairy Queen. Give me my $100,000 check, please.
Oh, it's that's just, great.
It's so funny because the human condition emulates itself in the video game. In Animal Crossing, it really does. You got people who are generous. You got your normal person. You got your stingy people. You have apparently characters that need to bounce in order to do it, like enforcing characters.
So, at maximum then, so because there's only 40 inventory slots, you said?
Yep. Yeah.
So would people just literally have just 40 slots of turnips then?
Yep. Well, and then we had a couple people there like, can I come back? And I was like, sure. And they tip both times. So with one person, you know, you'd get 200 grand.
Okay. Okay.
So it was, I mean, it was nice. And then, but I felt bad at the very end of the night.
Oh,
apparently there was this one guy waiting to get in. I thought he had been.
He was the last one, Chris. You can lock your queue. So at 9:15, we locked the queue. So by 5, because the store closes at 10, by 5 minutes to 10, the last person was flying in.
Oh, dang.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't make it.
Oh, like, no.
They locked the door, and he was seriously, from like when we sit in the studio, from me to Kara away from the door.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, like, the thing is, when people leave the island too, it's like, it freezes. It goes to the, oh, this person is leaving, and it shows them going into the airport and flying away. And so during that period, you can't do anything. So yeah, with three people leaving before him, he was
that
stuck.
Ate up like almost 3 minutes of his 5 minute window.
Right.
Yes.
So one thing we found, so the button to save your game is a minus sign in the upper left hand corner of your Switch.
Okay.
And one thing we found is if you hit that, you clear everybody out of the island. And so
in one 45-second load screen versus four independent ones.
Okay, yep. So
what I'm thinking, if I get a thing, what I'm going to do is be like, once you've purchased, hang out at the airport until everybody's done. I will clear you all in one so then people can.
So yeah, what I was reading, Kara, people will do, you can sit down in chairs. They put chairs outside their store. And then you say when you're done selling, sit in the chair, and then they just disconnect everybody at once.
Oh, that's smart.
So that's kind of fun.
Yeah. Okay. That's a lot more efficient, it sounds.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, and the more people you can get onto your island, the more money and tips you can make. Ooh.
Exactly.
But where's my
money?
It's
a lot of fun.
It was just a fun experience. Like, I've never dealt in any illicit activity in my life, but I felt like I was dealing something illegal, like, hey man, let me get access to that island. Or like, I don't know, like a real boat. Like I was the guy that has the stanchion that, you know, like.
Oh yeah, like, you can come in, you can't come in.
Exactly.
Right? Well, here's the funny thing. There are people messaging Jeremy saying they'd leave $100,000. And he wouldn't message him back. Because it's like, that's just the standard. You know, offer me something more to boot up.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, so that was funny too. I was joking
about it's a standard, baby. Though. How do people know it's the standard?
It's just if you kind of like once you're on the subreddit for a little bit, you'll kind of see that it's, to some people will post. They'll be like tips, please. And some people straight up post 10%.
Yeah.
But it's the standard because it's one full stack, like one max money bag. Okay. So if you drop it, like if you sell, it's going to split it up. If you made 2 million, Kara got 20 bags of money.
Okay.
Yep.
So you just drop one and then you're gold, you know, you're good to go or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And then like when I visited islands, I noticed people were dropping the 100 or the 99,000 bells. It's just, you know, it's easier to just drop that 99,000 than to go into your pocket, select, pull out 10,000, have that go into your inventory, go into your inventory again, and then drop it. It's just easier to drop the 99.
Makes sense.
We were joking, and now that you mention it, We were laughing because some people were dropping arbitrary amounts, like 130, 125, 140. Mm. And it's like, that's funny, but that must be their 10%. They must not have had a full stack of turnips. So maybe they were tipping 10%. I just thought it was like, people was like, oh, we're dropping. So Kara was thinking she was going to get 200. And she'd walk over and she'd pick up like 130, you know?
Yeah, so yeah, bag plus whatever the random change is. Makes sense.
Yep. Yeah. That's pretty funny. It was a really good experience. And when we went to other people's islands, there's people who, like, they called time hoppers or time travelers. Mm-hmm. And they've got just gorgeous islands. I'm talking gorgeous. Yeah. Because they've been, like, advancing the time in the game, so they have more inventory and more decorating items to make the island look better and super inspirational and super fun. But what the game has turned into is not even in the realm of what they intended for it to be.
Not everything revolves around the turnip market.
No, it's a small part of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you can only buy on Sundays in a six-hour window. That's it.
Yep.
What if they have like outrageous prices, like the turnips are like $190,000 a piece or something?
Well, we haven't seen that yet, but yeah, they'd probably have like a sell price for like $190, and you'd probably never get that in your village. Like I said, we're mitigating risk because it's different on everybody's game for like Kara and all of our group of friends.
What's the highest price that they? Whoop, I just bumped my mic. What's the highest price that they charge when they're selling on Sundays?
I don't think over 200. I think it's between we've seen as low as 50. David had 50 one day, but he got on at like 11:50 and she was only selling for 10 minutes. So we wouldn't have all been able to fly in and get them. So I think you can get them as cheap as like 50. And I think that I don't think they sell for over 200.
I think the highest we've seen is 130-ish.
But for buy prices, Chris, between our maps until Ashley hit the 640, one time David had over 300. And you got to remember that's like a 12-hour period twice a day to get in that window, you know, type of thing. So it was a really fun, like, neat experience that I never expected to come out of a video game ever.
Yeah.
Like out of Animal Crossing. And so now it's like we're excited because tomorrow we get to stock up on I'm going to drop another million into turnips and see what we can do throughout the week.
Well,
and
I mean, like, if you're guaranteed to profit off it, why don't you just spend all of your money on it?
I mean, it's true.
Well, so the game, you get a house and you pay off your debt to Tom Nook. And then the most expensive upgrades, $2.4 million. That's the last one. Mm-hmm. Really, that's intended for you to pay off in the course of a year. And I'm already to that loan. So I'm already on the last house upgrade.
Yeah, but then you can give me money. Yeah.
If only bells were real money.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm sure you can find a place to trade bells for real cash. Some like .ru site or something.
Yeah, probably.
I saw a funny meme online. So I'm assuming you haven't watched Wolf of Wall Street, Chris, but you at least know what it is.
I'm familiar with it, but I've not seen it.
It's just about Leonardo DiCaprio plays the stock market in real life, right?
Yep.
So there's a funny scene in there where Jonah Hill Jonah Hill approaches Leonardo DiCaprio and he's like working as like a minimum wage job.
Okay.
And he's describing what he does for a living and how much he makes. And then Leonardo DiCaprio describes what he does, like basically nothing, just buys and sells stocks and makes millions and millions of dollars. So the guy like instantly looks at his boss and he's like, I quit. I'm going to work for this guy. And so I saw a funny meme where this guy is talking to somebody and he's like, it's in Animal Crossing. He's like, wait, what do you do for a living? He's like, oh, I buy turnips. And the guy's like, but I work really hard. I catch bugs and I catch fish and I sell them for bells. And the guy's like, how much do you make a week? And he's like, I don't know, 100 grand. He's like, how much do you make a week? Oh, a couple million buying bells for turnips, I mean. So it was Wolf of Wall Street, but in Animal Crossing. It was really funny. Yeah.
Nice. If it was a wolf character, it would have been better.
No, that would be funny because, you know, it's called Animal Crossing, but all of the villagers there are animals and you're the only human.
Yeah.
So
how do you unlock more people? Because that seems like sort of like a thing, like you can get a wide variety of people visiting here.
So that mechanic is really funny, too. So, of course, you know, Nintendo is all about peripherals. So they have these things called amiibo cards. They're like magic cards or any other type of like collectible card, but it's got an NFC sticker or chip built into the card.
Oh, they don't have the statuettes anymore?
They do, but for Animal Crossing, there's like over 400 villagers. So in order to make one for every character, the statues would be really expensive and people couldn't get the whole collection.
Okay, fair.
So you can buy a booster pack of like your favorite character, like a booster pack of random characters for like $15 and you get like 16 characters. And okay. You can get them to move in that way by just like going to the one place in town and then you NFC it in. And then there's like stipulations. You have to do it 3 times over the course of 3 different days and they'll move in. And then you can just force somebody to leave because you can have 10 villagers on your island. Otherwise, if you just ignore villagers, they'll get a little rain cloud above their head one day. And if you go talk to them, they'll be like, I'm thinking about moving out of my life.
Okay, that rain cloud doesn't always mean they're going to move. More often than not, I've had them give me things. They just want to talk to me.
But that's the only one where they could be leaving, though.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Sometimes they get excited and run up to you and give you stuff, and sometimes they're contemplative about giving you stuff. And
but so Jeremy has this character. Her name was Agent S, and
that
Jeremy
stupid
hated
squirrel.
Her.
Instead
hated
of a
her.
Okay, Chris. So like right now in Minecraft, if you took your helmet off, your picture of your helmet would come off. Agent S is a squirrel, and the helmet is her head. It's not so like when she would if you give her a hat to wear. She puts the hat on her helmet. She doesn't take the helmet off. She's like, it's her head is a helmet.
Is she like Sandy?
Yeah. She's like Sandy. Exactly. From okay. SpongeBob. So.
Is but it, Jeremy yeah. hates her. And one day she had the cloud above her head and Jeremy was like, yes. And she was like, so Jeremy, I've been thinking about it and I hate to drop it on you, but I feel like I need to move on. And there's the option to say, please stay. Or there's the option to say, oh, well, good luck with your journey.
There's no, don't let the door hit you on the butt on the way out.
Right?
Yeah. That closest I could get was good luck out there.
So Jeremy peaced out with her and she's gone now.
Is there a way to expand the number of villager slots then? Or is it only ever 10?
I mean, just as 10. Of right now, just 10. But you start off, you've only got 3. So you expand from 3 to 10.
So basically,
I would be surprised if at some point they did like a DLC where you can like have another island that you have to develop, maybe.
Well,
so
I would see that.
It seems interesting to me that they would cap it at that because, like, let's say there's like a character you really want. Basically, you have to be a jerk and force people to move out to get the people
I've
that you want
it.
There.
Carrie did. She got rid of Hamfrey.
Yeah, Hamfrey, he was. So one time I was talking to Hamfrey, even though I didn't mean to talk to him, he was like, hey, what's up? And I was like, oh, I just wanted to say hi. He was like, oh, okay, whatever then. I was like, okay.
Snarky. They all have different personalities.
So his was stuck up. His personality is snobby. So I was like, bye.
I see. Well, with a name like Hamfrey. So,
I know. Oh, a hamster named Hamfrey.
I have a German pork here. Named Chops, and he's awesome.
My pig's name is Truffles.
I just got a horse named Colton.
Which I think you should get rid of.
And then I got Chris. I have a cow named Patty.
She's so cute. I have a cow named T-Bone.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a duck named Molly, and she's the best.
I have a monkey named Flip who's obsessed with working out. So he wrote me a letter in the game, and he goes, what's up, String Bean? I'm just writing you this letter so I can work out my brain or whatever.
Oh, gosh.
But, like, he'll always talk to you about, like, how many reps I'm doing and, like, if I'm running around the island enough or stuff like that. It's funny.
Well, it seems like you guys are completely cool. Obsessed.
Oh, it's a great game.
So
it's a relaxing game. There's no real, like, point to it besides paying off your house, decorating your town, getting to 5 stars.
Well, that's just like real life. There's no point except to decorate your house.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah, according to Kara. See, for me, Chris, it's just living life and buying camera equipment.
Yep. You got to decorate your house with camera equipment.
Yep.
But you know what you can do? You can decorate this video with a thumbs up if you've made it this far into the video.
Heck yeah.
Or you can rearrange the comment section with something that, like, what's your friend code? Let's friend up. Get you guys.
Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
Come check out their islands.
Yeah, check out their islands. Sell some turnips. Become billionaires. Rob some stuff from Jeremy. I don't know how that works. Billionaires, exactly. Subscribe if you're not already. Ring the notification bell to be notified every time we upload a video. Thank you guys so much for watching and listen to us nerd out about this game. And, of course,
may the force be with you.